This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of the sweeping questions swirling around the Olympics, every Olympics apart from doping, is the issue of legacy. What will the games leave behind? Can the fancy buildings get reused in practical ways? Controversy persists in London even after that city hosted what was generally seen as a successful set of games 4 years ago. Marketplace's Stephen Beard went back to London's Olympic Park, where a piece of it is now transformed into a technology hub.
To everyone in this stadium attending our opening ceremony, welcome to London.
After the triumph of the London Games, the race has been on to win that most elusive of all Olympic prizes, a genuine legacy.
More than ever, we need to talk about the Olympic values, how we remain connected and competitive.
Claire Cockerton thinks she can both harness the Olympic spirit and use 68,000 square feet of empty office space left over from the London Games.
This is going to be transformed into an innovation centre for technology companies, both big and small.
The plan is for high-tech entrepreneurs, designers, engineers and investors to engage in that universal sport, rubbing shoulders. Gavin Poole runs the whole complex, offering
lots of spaces where people will have what we call the bump and mingle, talk, discuss ideas and think of tomorrow.
Not everyone's a fan. One critic called the Olympic Park a frigid wasteland, and tech writer Rupert Goodwins doesn't think you should even try to create a cluster.
If you've got a really good idea, you can do it anywhere. One of the biggest competitors to this sort of huge tech business park model is the fact that lots of successful companies that just exist online.
But this major online sports channel has moved into the complex. Two universities and many other organisations are renting space as well. The place is unique. Claire Cockerton says if her new tenants tire of bumping into each other, mingling and thinking about tomorrow, they can always use some amazing facilities.
Take a break and go for a swim in the London Aquatic Centre, the world's fastest pool, or take a lap around the Velodrome, which is a few paces away.
The Innovation Centre is scheduled to be fully open for business next year. In the Olympic Park in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.